A toddler stands in the living room, suddenly frozen mid-play. Their face shifts, concentration, perhaps confusion. Then warmth spreads down their legs, pooling on the floor. For most parents, this moment triggers panic. But what if it's actually the beginning of one of childhood's most profound lessons in autonomy? Potty training isn't just about ditching diapers. It's about recognizing that your child already possesses the capability to master their own body. The challenge isn't whether they can learn, it's whether we're ready to guide them through it. Between 20 and 30 months, something remarkable happens in your child's brain. They're making rapid-fire connections about cause and effect, eagerly seeking your approval, and craving responsibility. Think about it. This is the same kid who insists on helping you cook, even though it takes 3 times longer. That desire to contribute, that's your golden ticket. Before 20 months, the dots connect too slowly. After 30 months, children become sophisticated negotiators who've learned the art of resistance. But right around that 2-year mark, you've got a sweet spot where learning feels effortless. It's like language acquisition. There's a window when new sounds and grammar patterns just click. Miss it, and everything becomes harder. The readiness signs aren't what you'd expect. Forget waiting for your child to announce they need the potty. They've never experienced anything but diapers, so how could they possibly signal readiness for something unknown? Instead, watch for retreating to corners during bowel movements, showing natural privacy-seeking behavior. Notice if they're reciting songs or following 2-step instructions, demonstrating the cognitive development needed. These markers matter far less, though, than your own readiness. If you approach this milestone radiating doubt and dread, your child will absorb that energy faster than spilled juice soaks into carpet. Let's dismantle some persistent nonsense. Boys aren't harder to train than girls. That's pure fiction rooted in outdated gender stereotypes. The belief that you should introduce the potty chair weeks beforehand backfires spectacularly. That potty becomes a hat, a toy garage, a drum, everything except what it's meant for. You don't let babies practice with high chairs before meals. The potty chair isn't scary furniture requiring gradual acceptance. It's a tool with a specific purpose. Perhaps most damaging is the phrase, "I don't want to push him." Modern parenting has swung so far toward child-led everything that we've forgotten children need guidance to acquire new skills. Your child has zero motivation to abandon diapers. You're doing all the work. Teaching isn't abuse. Nudging toward independence is parenting's core responsibility. Before buying a single potty chair, prepare mentally. Choose a specific start date about 2 weeks out. This prevents endless overthinking while giving you time to emotionally transition. Clear your calendar for 1 full week. 1 week before starting, casually mention throwing diapers away and highlight big kid accomplishments. Self-doubt is your biggest enemy. Ask yourself honestly, are you truly done with diapers or just trying this out? Sleep is non-negotiable. Most toddlers need about 12 hours daily. Overtired children don't act sleepy. They act wired, clumsy, tantrum-prone. Fix sleep issues first. And don't announce your plans on social media. The flood of contradictory advice will fill you with doubt before you've even begun. The learning progression is beautifully simple. Clueless, I peed, I'm peeing, I have to go pee. Block 1 starts with your child naked from the waist down, creating visibility for both of you. Spend the entire day watching without distractions. No phone scrolling, elaborate cooking, or laundry folding. This exhausting day is about bonding and helping them connect sensation with action. When pee starts, calmly move them to the potty saying, "Hold it, honey," rather than asking questions. By day's end, they'll recognize the sensation seconds before release. Block 2 introduces clothing while maintaining awareness. Your child should go commando for about a month. Underwear feels too similar to diapers, triggering muscle memory to release. Without that barrier, pee trickling down legs creates immediate uncomfortable feedback. Stick with elastic waistbands they can manage independently. No onesies, overalls, or complicated buttons. Block 3 focuses on outings, typically starting around days 4 through 10. Always have them pee before leaving and bring backup clothes. Around day 4 or 5, many resist after previously succeeding. This is actually progress, showing they want more control. The solution? toss prompts with minimal energy. I see you need to pee. There's your potty. Then walk away. When you remove yourself from the equation, there's nothing to resist. By week 3, you're looking for rhythm and harmony, not perfection. Training day and night simultaneously prevents power struggles and confusion. The challenge? 9 to 13 hours without peeing is genuinely long. Two approaches work: managing fluid intake and strategic wakings. Monitor fluids 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. If your child guzzles milk before sleep, scale back gradually using tiny cups, sake cups, shot glasses, to create fullness with minimal liquid. Think upside-down pyramids, heavy upon waking, tapering to almost nothing before sleep. Start with 2 wakings, 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., to identify natural patterns. Keep the potty bedside and use phone alarms instead of bright lights. Mostly asleep kids become heavy, wet spaghetti, so try having them pee into a large plastic cup while standing. Once you've determined their pattern, reduce to 1 waking, gradually adjusting to about 2 hours before normal wake-up. Nighttime accidents are inevitable and completely your responsibility. Their bladder capacity develops over time. Keep extra pajamas and a thick fleece blanket nearby. When accidents happen, change pajamas, sit them on the potty to finish, then place fleece over the wet sheet rather than changing everything at 3 a.m. Address night training by age 3 to 3.5 to avoid muscle issues that make later training difficult. Understanding your child's perspective is crucial. They've only known the feeling of poop against their body. Nobody paid attention to this private function before, and this transition can feel genuinely terrifying. Modern toilets create a problem. Sitting kinks the anorectal angle, while squatting allows easier evacuation. Place books under your child's feet to bring thighs closer to chest, creating better alignment. Pooping is fundamentally primal, requiring privacy that diapers naturally provided. Simply forgetting something in another room or closing the bathroom door can provide necessary privacy. Your family's attitude toward poop will be inherited by your child. Before training, having them observe you demonstrates that pooping takes time, sometimes involves grunting, and that poop falling into the toilet is normal and safe. Children cling to diapers as security blankets. For 2 years, their norm was feeling warm poop against their skin. The anus is a sphincter muscle that opens and closes with emotion. Children need privacy and safety to release what's fundamentally theirs. Success means potty training fades into the background. You'll still prompt occasionally and handle the odd accident, but it won't feel overwhelming. Parents often mark progress by navigating challenging situations without mishaps, long car rides, visiting relatives, crowded events. If training stalls, pinpoint exactly what's wrong rather than assuming your child can't learn. Break down what's working and what isn't, then adjust. This isn't a competition or reflection of your parenting. It's a learning process for both of you. For children under 20 months, training takes longer, up to a month rather than days. Limited communication is the main challenge. Teaching sign language for pee helps bridge the gap. Children between 30 and 36 months typically show behavioral resistance, not learning difficulties. They need more privacy and independence. For children 3 and older, training becomes significantly harder, usually because of previous failed attempts. Start from the beginning and identify where learning broke down. Potty training reveals as much about parents as children. It teaches patience, consistency, and balancing guidance with independence. For children, it's their first experience mastering a complex skill, requiring body awareness, self-control, and communication. The pride they feel builds confidence for future challenges. Your child is capable of more than you believe. This milestone isn't about controlling their body, it's about giving them the tools to control it themselves. Trust the process, trust your instincts, and trust your child. They're ready. Are you?